access to receive messages of clarity, guidance, and love. As channeler, psychotherapist, and author, Noemi Grace has an intimate dialogue with the divine on your behalf. Lisa Berry, creator of the show Light on Living, will be co-hosting as live callers ask their burning question on self-love, self-healing, deepening relationships, areas of struggle, and next steps. By simply listening in, you're receiving wisdom that will lead to sacred stability from every channeled message that Noemi delivers. Join us now as we give you access to angels and grace.
Woo! Welcome, everyone. You have been formally invited and are joining us in our comfort zone. Hello, Noemi Grace.
Hello, Lisa Berry. It's oh, we are both so excited for the show because this is such an important topic, expanding our comfort zone that every one of us is faced with in life. So we're really, really excited for the show.
Yes, and I have something that just came to me like moments before coming on air. As you know, I've had my excitement hat on all morning. But what statement that came through with me, and I almost heard it. I almost want to say I like audibly heard it, but I heard it say with your comfort zone, and we have those boundaries. But boundaries don't mean you're stuck. They move with you, and that's what I heard, and I just was like, yes.
Oh, absolutely. You know, boundaries are like, I see it as a second, almost like a second skin, not on top of our skin, but it defines the edge of our personal space. So when somebody gets, you know, in our face or just somewhat, you're in a crowded place and people are pressing up against you, people can be inside your physical boundary and it feels really uncomfortable sometimes. So, yes, they move with you. They're like your portable fence, your portable shield that goes with you.
Like a hula hoop. Oh my gosh. I'm going to think of that now when I hula hoop. That's right. Like
oh your work. I could never keep the hula hoop on my hips for more than like 2 seconds. I couldn't do it when I was a kid. I was just that kid that couldn't quite hula hoop, couldn't jump rope.
All right, the hula hoop's not, you can have the hoop skirt. Okay.
But I could climb a mountain, that I could do. So I had my strengths.
That's so, a beautiful thing to say.
Yes. So, you know, last time we talked about the boundaries, and we're mentioning that here now, and the comfort zone is sort of a subconscious boundary. It's the edge of our comfort zone is a boundary that we may not be even aware that we installed. And so as we're working with boundaries in the comfort zone, it's important to be conscious. You know, where is the edge of my boundary? Is it where I want it to be? Am I letting the whole world in? Am I keeping everyone out? How do I make it fluid and flexible and yet supportive of me?
Yep, selective. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Selective.
I said fluid
supportive.
And flexible, but you heard selective, so I like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like who are you? It's a good question, because if we don't ever just, and we just get up and we kind of, I don't want to say word mindlessly, but kind of habitually, we get up and just live our lives habitually, we lose touch of where are those boundaries are, and they got all blurred, that line. Like I like that you said defined. It's no longer defined. It's all, yeah, blurry, and like people are sneaking in and sneaking out, and yeah, we need to be selective again to say, and I like that, our personal space.
It is our personal space. And so the comfort zone is another form of the personal space. It's what we define, where are we going to live? It's this house that we live in, the comfort zone. Yeah. It is our address. We live inside this comfort zone. And for some people, it might be the tiny house, you know, 400 square foot. And for some people, it's 40,000 square foot. And it's not to say that either one is better than the other, but if our comfort zone is so constricted, we don't grow. We don't expand. If we remain in this tight shell of safety and security and fear, so fear is also there, so that's really not so safe and secure as we think it is, then we don't grow. We don't expand. And we're here to grow. You know, you can't be an infant all your life or a toddler. You know, or an adolescent, even though some of us might want to be.
Yeah. So, oh, my gosh. I totally just thought of somebody. If they're in their quote-unquote comfort zone, they think, no, I'm here. I want to stay here. And it is rigid and not flexible fluid. And they're experiencing fear. Like, oh, if I do this, no, this will happen if I do that or I can't. I'm going to be bold here. Is it impossible to grow when we are living in fear? Like we're preventing growth when we're scared?
So what comes to me actually is, I don't know if you've read Bruce Lipton's book, The Biology of Belief.
Ooh, belief,
it's
yes.
I love neuroscience. It's just to me, it's so supports all of the spiritual practices I've done and the things I've learned on the spiritual level. But in The Biology of Belief, he talks about on the cellular level, on the most basic level, our cells are either in growth mode or defense mode. And you cannot be in both.
Aha, I knew it. See, the speaking through there.
Right, but if we're in defense mode, and sometimes lives are, some people, and each, maybe some of us have had difficult times in our life, most of us have, and so there have been times when we are in defense mode, we've got the walls up, we're defending, you know, when our immune system is under attack, we're not in growth mode, we're in defense mode. And so, so to encourage us all to look at growth as a positive thing, it's change. I just read a quote this week and I don't remember who where it was from, but it was there is no growth without change.
Yes.
And I will have to Google that because I don't remember who said it and I can't give credit to it, but it wasn't me. There is no growth without change. Change is required. And so to be able to want to grow, to want to get out of, because if we don't grow, we're stagnant. We're like that pond at the end of summer that's got all that green stuff on top of it, the algae or whatever that stuff is. And so we want to grow. It's important.
Don't
to
be
grow.
That no swimming sign. Yeah. They go. Well, you know.
So with that in mind.
Yes, you have a lovely paragraph. The one thing I just
have a lovely reading. Yes.
Yes, and just for those who really, your ears are going to perk up because if you are sitting in your life right now thinking, I need something to change. I need change. I can't go on like this, or I don't like this, or how can I change this? You do have to experience growth. And Noemi is going to share with us a reading that will actually maybe help you. So yes, ears are perked right now for change.
So this reading is from my book, An Intimate Dialogue with God, The Miraculous Power of Unconditional Self-Love. It's usually where my readings come from. This is the book that my first book that I channeled of messages from the divine. And it really, there's a section in here right on page 9. So really at the beginning that gives context to the whole book. And it's about what happened to me at the end of a long period of my life that where I had to step out of something that was very important to me. And so here's what the divine has to say. And the message is called Bring the Horizon Closer. Be open and willing to experience what lies outside the boundaries of what you think is possible. You recently closed a long chapter in your life. The closing of every chapter creates the potential for opening a storehouse of energy, a vortex of creativity, and opportunities you could not have seen beforehand. Open wide to the opportunities before you. Recognize the beauty and wholeness in everything, even when things break apart. Love and support are all around you. Do not get caught up in what is not love, beauty, grace, or support. Recognize it and choose to bring your gaze to the love and grace all around you. You have opened a vortex of newness beyond where you have been, and the possibility to quantum leap there is before you. We now speak to you and you hear us. It is through the greatest breakdowns that the biggest breakouts are possible. And here's the piece I really love. focus on what lies just beyond what you think is possible. With focused energy, you bring the horizon closer, and what you thought was impossible becomes possible. Then you manifest with ease, grace, beauty, and wholeness.
That made it so, I want to say non-physical, which is the word I am looking for, but it seems so possible on so many different levels and dimensions, and Source used the word vortex. Like you're opening up to a new vortex. Can you yourself go deeper on that? Because that was a cool image that I had in my mind when you said that.
Yeah, I love that whole I love imagery as well. And let me see, where is it? You have opened a vortex of newness beyond where you have been, and the possibility to quantum leap there is before you.
Yes.
So, of course, some of us are very familiar with the word vortex from the teachings of Abraham. I think that was probably meant in a slightly different context, but not that far off.
Okay. So with the... If we were to use it in this way, I just like that of stepping into a new vortex, meaning, it doesn't you don't have to look at the current situations, the current things in your life right now and say, I got to go bigger here. Just it's really timeless, endless, dimensionless. Like it's just open up to a complete new that where you've never been before. That was, I think, what. Yeah.
Yes. And then too, how we get there is it's so.
Yeah,
it's cool because it's focus on what lies just beyond what you think is possible. With that focus energy, you bring the horizon closer, and what you thought was impossible becomes possible. And then, you manifest with ease, grace, beauty, and wholeness. But it's that focusing on just what lies just beyond what you think is possible. And that's focusing on what's just outside that comfort zone, the edge of the comfort zone. The comfort zone is what we think is possible, what we think is comfortable, where we can just roost. And but there are things that are just a little bit of a stretch for us. And so the idea with the comfort zone, a lot of people talk about step outside your comfort zone. And I used to say that a lot too, until I realized, well, that's kind of scary, because, when I learned this, focus on what lies just beyond what you think is possible. And with that focus energy, you make that possible. It's like, oh, I don't have to step outside my comfort zone. I grow my comfort zone. I grow into it more. I grow myself. And then as I grow, my comfort zone expands. And so I don't have to step out of what is comfortable. I need to grow what is comfortable so that I can now be more of me. That's the idea, is to be more of me, to share more of me. For all of us. And to also
focus on love and support while doing it. So don't focus on all the stuff like, I should do this, and if I don't, this bad thing will happen, or people will, like, only focus on what you said, what brings joy, love, and support as you're focusing on that edge.
Yes. Don't focus on the non-love and the non-support. It's focusing on... The joy is right at that edge. It's kind of like, at the edge of what the known, kind of like Voyager 2 and Voyager 1 going to the edge of the solar system and beyond. It's kind of like what's known. What's known is familiar. It can also be limiting. And so it's to grow a little bit more, to be more of you. And in doing that, it's also recognizing what's in your comfort zone. What's really happening in your life consistently is in our comfort zone, whether we want to admit it to ourselves or not. So sometimes the comfort zone is not a comfortable place to be, but it is what's familiar.
It is. I like that you said familiarity can be certainly limiting. And stepping out here, it's a funny example. I like to have my little examples of what sometimes I'm thinking for me. So here's a neat thing. I love cabbage rolls. Love them. I can, when I look at them, I can unwrap them. I see what's in there. I know what it is. And I think, okay, well, I'm going to make them. And now that I'm stepping out of my comfort zone just enough, because I really want cabbage rolls. I want to have this cabbage roll. And I'm familiar with it, but I've never made it. So I go and I buy the sour cabbage and I'm about to make it. And I go, ooh, I don't really know exactly how. Like, you know, I'm close though. It's familiar enough on some level, but there's going to be some new things that I'm gonna do. So to me, this means like I'm about to expand my comfort zone once I make these cabbage rolls, because now I've gone from knowing them and eating them, but now I'm so, and I know it sounds so maybe tiny, but those are big steps, because as we grow into this comfort zone and expand it a little, you get a little bit new, you know, a little bit more, you get, have that trust and that confidence, like, wow, I went from eating cabbage rolls to like, I just made a cabbage roll. So that's my analogy.
Well, but that's great to bring up, because we think about, oh, grow my, you know, expand your comfort zone, or grow your comfort zone, or step out, or all the things that we, the words that are used with that, we think of something huge like a quantum leap of the comfort zone. And yes, while they're small, there is the quantum leap too. There is, you know, I started to receive these, channel these messages when I was meditating, and it was all nice and comfortable. I mean, for anyone who's read my book, it's the divine words that I put in, that I organize and put together, but it's so loving and kind and supportive, and there's no judgment from the divine at all. And so with all of that, I was really in my, that was a new comfort zone for me. I was receiving them and I was meditating. My husband and I were sitting in meditation, and this, I'd channel, and so we'd be there like, I don't know how I lived my life, because I was spending 2 hours at one point in the morning in that place, and it was wonderful. But you know, it was very it got very comfortable just to have the messages for myself and my husband, and I have some close friends and communities that I shared them with that I'm really comfortable with. And then it was, I finally said, what do you want me to do with all this? And I knew what the answer was going to be, that I had to share it. And it's like, oh, you're going to write books. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I always wanted to write a book, but then I thought, oh, I'm going to write books. I mean, I have to be out there. I have to say I'm an author. I have to, you know. And so there was a lot of resistance. So actually, yeah, let me share my story a little bit before. Oh, it's commercial time. Maybe we'll start. Well,
actually, that's a great thing. When we come back, we want to hear your story, and we'll be hearing from the divine as well through you. So
absolutely.
Oh, this is a good one. All right, story time when we're back. Story time and channeling.
Story time.
on Access to Angels and Grace.
Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
The universe is eager to help you and give you clarity. You only need to be willing to ask your burning question and listen to the answer Source wants you to have. As a channeler of divine messages, I take your questions directly to the divine and hear what Source is longing to tell you. I'm Noemi Grace, and my co-host Lisa Berry and I welcome you to join us as a listener or caller on Access to Angels and Grace, 2 Wednesdays a month. Call in, ask your most burning questions, hear the divine's exact words giving you guidance and clarity. Access to Angels and Grace, where messages of joy await you.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspirer and the inspiration.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Access to Angels and Grace with Noemi Grace, of course, and myself, Lisa Berry. And we are doing an awesome topic. I love, love, love this. Expanding in with our comfort zones, all about boundaries and good stuff. But Noemi, I love that you're about to share a little bit about your story, because you certainly are an example of expanding comfort zones, which we do often, but that'd be great for the listeners to hear this and how this came about.
Yeah, actually, I'll take us back even further. So I started my adult career life as a software engineer, an IT guru at one point, really like an IT geek kind of a person. I was like the only woman there, and I was becoming everybody's go-to person for like their relationship issues. I had a fight with my girlfriend. Should I buy flowers? And I'd be like, did you apologize? Well, no. Do I have to? Yes. You know, and so there was this interaction where I became this go-to person. And so after a while, I was enjoying that way more than trying to track down all those computer bugs and stuff. And so I was really comfortable in that. But then I just became very uncomfortable in my comfort zone after a while, because it was so unfulfilling. I would wait for those moments when some guy would come in and tell me about his problem. And then I realized, well, why am I doing this? I really could do something else. And it took a lot to expand. This was the quantum leap here. It was to leave ITs, you know, with all that big salary and go back to school and become a therapist. And that was something that, you know, sometimes the comfort zone gets so uncomfortable and painful that we have to do something, or we really get stagnant or depressed. And I was depressed. I was having trouble getting up in the morning, just going, ugh, another day. And so when I did take that quantum leap, that was a big leap of the comfort zone to become a therapist. That set me off on a different path, which eventually also opened me. I was doing that, and I was doing spiritual work on the side, spiritual growth work. And those two opened me to get to the point where I prayed a prayer on 9/11 to be used for the healing of the world, September 11th, 2001, for those who aren't in the U.S., and when we had the terrorist attack, and to be used for the healing of the world. And that was something else entirely. That was way, way, way out of my comfort zone. I wasn't even praying. Even that was out of my comfort zone. And so then I started to receive the messages much, much later. Really in 2012, I got my first message. And then in 2015, I started to get them every day when I was meditating, which was a new thing for me to meditate every day. And it was just this became a comfortable place for me, sitting there with my husband, and I would chant, write something in my journal. I'd be channeling, I'd hear the voice, and I'd write it while I was in meditation. I came out of meditation to write it. I wasn't in a trance. And then I'd share it with my husband, and this was lovely for us and for our friends. And then eventually I realized, I think I'm not going to get all this wonderful stuff just for me. I probably should ask. And there it was. What do you want me to do with this? Oh, you're going to write many books. I was like, oh, I am. And I was excited. And then I thought, oh, I'm kind of an introvert. I'm an extroverted introvert. Obviously, I'm comfortable talking, but I enjoy talking. But I like to be kind of in my comfort zone, is kind of in my house and, you know, with a few people and things. And, oh, I have to be out there. Oh, I have to do this. Oh, it became very scary for me. So I did contract. I spent the whole year of 2017 in contraction because of what I understood that it might mean to step out of the comfort zone. And then I came out in 2018 and I said, oh no, I really want to be back to really loving what I'm receiving from the divine. And last year, my book came out. So it's been such a process for me of expanding to a point that's really uncomfortable and then getting comfortable in that point and getting uncomfortable in that point and then expanding some more. So that's my story about the comfort zone.
And you know, those are a bit like, now those are big ones when you're talking about literally expanding. I love that you use the word, by the way, this whole time we've been talking about expanding and expansion, and I never thought about the opposite, which would be contraction. You said something that was so neat during your story there. You said you'd almost become depressed because your comfort zone became painful. And yeah. I have to ask this question to everybody listening. And also, do we invite you? We would love to hear what you're thinking, feeling, any epiphanies, any help that you're getting from these shows. We invite you to pop onto the Facebook page. We will be launching the Access to Angels and Grace Facebook page. But for now, just even jump onto Noemi Grace or Lisa Berry, Berry. And my question to you right now, not this, because we ask questions to Source and the Divine and Noemi channels them, but we are asking you right now, I would love to know, has your comfort zone become painful? And I think some of the languaging that you might notice, if this is true, or how to find out, and Noemi, you can help me out with this, is if you wake up and you are looking for change and you just can't bear to do this again. I can't bear to do this day again. Like what you said, I was just hoping somebody would come and ask me a question where I could help them. And I kind of love that you said doing spiritual work on the side. like, and maybe you're daydreaming about doing something else in your life, being with somebody else, having a family and you don't have a family, like all of these things that you'd like to see change in. I think that's what we're talking about a little bit. Is that accurate, do you think, Noemi, about how somebody might look if their comfort zone is becoming painful?
Yeah. I think we think that the word comfort, the phrase comfort zone is a little bit of a misnomer, because it's not, it's often very uncomfortable. If we're not growing, we get uncomfortable. We're meant to grow, right? Think about it. If we were still in diapers, crawling, how uncomfortable that would be, you know, when you're, for somebody who's 6 foot, you know? So, I mean, we have to, we're meant to grow.
You know, I did.
Image, right? And neither you or I are anywhere near 6 feet, but... just that image was a little shocking because I'm very visual, but so we're meant to grow, and when that's a sign that we're getting stagnant, that we're, when we feel that depression, if we feel depression, and I think almost every human being on the planet has felt depression, I certainly did when I was in that point in my life, when we feel depression, when we feel stagnant, when we can't find the joy in life, our comfort zone has become uncomfortable. And it's really important to see what's really in the comfort zone. And then what is just outside the edge of that comfort zone that I can focus on and grow into. And so, you know, my thought here is to maybe get a little more expansion on what the divine meant by that. You know, I love those words, but they're so profound to me, about focusing on what lies just beyond the edge of your comfort zone and with focused attention. What was that? Focused attention, I think.
Yes, focused attention.
And with focused energy, you bring the horizon closer. And what you thought was impossible becomes possible. And what you thought was uncomfortable becomes part of the comfort zone. It becomes less uncomfortable to the point where you can take that leap. And of course, I've had so many expansions of my comfort zone that were not huge like that, you know?
This is my perfect line. An improvement. I thought of this last night. I was like, yes, it doesn't have to be like quantum leap or this huge, but an improvement is in fact even an expansion. So even if you see, and a lot of people have been talking about, if you do, you know, 10% of something, you know, every day, or 1%, it's still, it's an improvement. I had to make this comment about grow. When people say you, if you're not growing, you know, you're stagnant. I was thinking how the word grow is actually another kind of word for create. So we are creators. And if we are not creating, if we're not growing, That's where this stagnation and lack of expansion is coming from. I know we want to get some questions into for you to channel and
yeah,
have
so
a
maybe we can channel
there.
Do a channeling. Yes, let's talk, chat with source.
Yeah, because I have three questions that came, but you do your. I like that you do an overview first because I have a hot question that I really got that I think people are gonna need to hear the same.
Let's go with the hot question. I don't need to. I mean. I can chat it up with the divine at any time. I'm lucky. I'm blessed.
All right.
That's not an arrogant statement, and it's also not to say that I do it all the time, you know, because my life is
right,
very busy.
Yeah.
Sometimes I completely forget. It's kind of like a friend that you haven't called in weeks or talked to, you know, even on social media or anything in a long time, and you're like, oh my gosh, this person's important to me. Why haven't I communicated? I better reach out. So it was certainly not meant in any state of arrogance. I feel totally blessed. I am so grateful to be able to do this. And so, but I would like to answer, yes, your questions, Lisa, right now. So pick your hot question.
All right. Oh, people are going to love this one. All right. Because you actually mentioned when we have focused energy. So here's the thing. Focused energy would require focus. What about other people? So here, they're kind of like two or three questions pushed together, and we can clarify this, but really what was coming was, do we affect someone else's comfort zone and boundaries? And why do we feel that some people push our boundaries, push us to go get out of your comfort zone? So it's about other people and our personal space and how that, what that influence is.
Okay. So, yeah, we can do that.
All right. It can be good or bad.
Yeah. This ties in the last. So anyone who hasn't heard the last show, it really ties these both in together, and encourage you to listen to that when you have a moment, where we're talking about our boundaries and our abundant garden. So, okay. Yeah. So for anyone who hasn't heard, I just like to explain the process because it does get a little quiet, and that's, you know, not typical on radio, but I get a little bit quiet here. I go into silence to connect deeper to the divine, just to really solidify that connection. And then I will greet the divine, I will greet source, and then they will start to speak. So there'll be another little gap of silence there, and then you'll hear the divine speaking. So... Hello, Divine. I'm here with Lisa and all those who have chosen to listen. And just really, Lisa had a question about how others impact our boundaries, our comfort zone, and just sensing what is the best way for us to be with that when others point hit us up against the boundaries. No, they're not hitting us, but we're bumping up against our boundaries. They're bumping up against our boundaries, I guess. And when we are reaching that edge of the comfort zone and starting to feel really uncomfortable. So if you can help us, relationships for us are always us humans. That's that place that we can transform the most. At least that's my experience. So turning it over to the divine now. We're grateful for the opportunity to speak on this question. This is an important question because you are relational beings. We created you that way. You are not solo beings, islands in a grand sea, sparsely populated. No, you are together in this world. You live in close proximity to other people, most of you, and you are meant to be relational. And yes, you are also meant to have boundaries, because even though on the grandest level you are all one, you experience in the human experience, you experience yourselves as individuals, and that is part of the divine plan, and you experience yourself as different than someone else. You have the boundaries, you have where I begin and where I end and where the other person begins and where they end. We've created you this way so that you can work together. You can help each other to expand, to grow. And growth was always the intention. Expansion was always the intention. Like your universe is always expanding. The galaxies are moving apart from each other, and they are stretching the distance, stretching the boundaries of the universe. The expansion is inevitable, and it is intentional. And so your own expansion, too, is intentional, but not necessarily inevitable, because you have a lot of power to assist the expansion or to hold yourself in contraction. And we are here, the invitation for all of you to grow, to expand, to connect with us. We are here. You are not walking this earth walk alone. We cannot stress enough how much we want to help you. We, the divine collective source, as you know us, angels are here with us. Oh, there is so much help for you. And so for some of you, we'd like to say, how about including us in your comfort zone? How about including us? How about including talking to us? You can all talk to us. Maybe you won't initially hear us respond, but you can ask for our help, and we will give it. And grace is always here in any form as part of that help. In any request, we will always give you divine grace. And we have much to say about that, but this is a topic for another time. And there will be a whole book that we have channeled already much of to Noemi Grace at some point in the future, although we do not live in time as you do. So it has all happened for us already and is happening all simultaneously. But we want to come back to this relational aspect. Relationships are that place where you can find so much deep fulfillment and also so much deep pain. And we see you suffering in the relationship, and we see you struggling. If someone comes in and pushes your boundaries, see that as a gift. Oh, what? I am here to stand in my boundary. I am here to assert who I am and who I am not. And if your comfort zone excludes people, includes people, allows people in, excludes other people, see where that is. That is for your expansion as well. Learning to allow greater comfort in increasing your boundaries with the comfort zone so that you are not contracting and you're not in defensive posture and you are not alone. Relationships are so important. See them as a gift, but also choose wisely. Those who do not respect your boundaries, those who do not respect you, do not belong in your world as your chosen closest confidants. They may be part of your physical family, so you are tied together with them. But set the boundary. Very important. Very important. And we have much to say about the comfort zone, and we will do that. It must be commercial time because they're saying to end. And we will do that in our next transmission. Namaste. Oh, it is commercial time. How about that?
Well, they're very considerate, by the way.
Today, they pointed out commercials. Yeah.
Well, oh, more gosh. From so Source they want to talk through about Noemi.
Yes, yes, about the comfort
zone. When we
zone.
Come back, join us. Yay! Thank you.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Did you know that you have the power to change anything in your life? Did you know you can do so even with the things that you've already decided are impossible to change? Come join me, Venus Castleberg, on Outside the Impossible as I interview people from around the globe that have literally changed the things they thought were impossible to change just by using the amazing tools of Access Consciousness. Now airing Wednesdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Do you dare to believe that anything really is possible?
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
I always wonder, is that the commercial or is that us? All right. Well, we, you know what? Source was just absolutely super awesomely helpful for timing, but we are going to let Noemi jump right back into channeling because you mentioned that Source really has quite a bit to say on the comfort zone. So I like to title this Comfort Zone Continued.
Yes, exactly. And so it was interesting because when I channel, I have my eyes closed. And so all of a sudden it was like, we are complete. And I'm like, what do you mean you're complete? We're not. It feels like we're in the middle of something. And I opened my eyes and it was 12:40. I was like, oh, well, how nice. And then earlier when I started to talk, they said commercial. I'm like, oh. So they're very mindful and I just appreciate that. So I don't have to be as mindful of that. So, yeah.
Taking my job.
Oh, no, that's not necessarily true. Your job is not takeable. So, but, yeah, so they wanted to say more about the comfort zone because we talked a lot about boundaries. And while the comfort zone is a boundary, it's different than the boundaries we set consciously, like to keep other people, some people in and some people out, or to keep certain experiences in and certain experiences out. So, yeah, let me just grab a swig of water, and we will be on back with the divine channel.
While you swig, that was really super cool, by the way. You swugged to keep experiences in and some out. I like that term. Thank you. That was lovely.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, thank you. Well, it's one of my favorite topics as a psychotherapist to tell people about boundaries. So, yeah. Mm. And the comfort zone. Mm.
Yeah.
So we're back, Divine, from commercial. Hi. We're just here receptive to what you have to share and where you live. It is your residence. It is a residence that you carry with you everywhere you go. Like the snail in its shell. Yes, we know, Noemi Grace, you're not fond of snails, but they are part of our creation. And so it is the home that you carry with you, like the turtle, which we know you like. And animals that may carry their home. Well, your home that you carry with you is the comfort zone. And so it moves with you. And if it doesn't grow with you, it gets painful. So sometimes you will grow. You will do some personal growth work. You will do spiritual work. You will read spiritual books. Life will offer you opportunities to grow because to not grow would be extremely painful. And we see that many of you are going through that now. And know that our compassion is with you. We have great compassion for your struggling. And so as life offers you these opportunities to grow, you will find yourself uncomfortable in your comfort zone. And so when you are uncomfortable in the comfort zone, sometimes it is a general sense of malaise or a sense of unfulfillment, a sense of yearning for something else and not certain what that is. And sometimes you do know what it is. But when you are in this place, recognize this is not a bad thing. Oh, I'm feeling depressed. Oh, no, that is a way of looking at it, but you can recognize this. Oh, I am abutting the edge of the comfort zone. I am now uncomfortable because I have grown to the edge of the comfort zone, like that lobster and like the crab and those that create new skins, the snake, all of those of our wonderful, beautiful animals, they grow to the edge of their shell and their skin, and they become uncomfortable. And so the same is true for you. It is time when that happens to realize, new opportunities await. I can grow out of this. And I don't have to contract from this. I don't have to fear from this. Even though it is painful, and sometimes the greatest pain is loss. Loss, we have so much compassion for those of you going through loss, and there are always those of you going through loss on your planet. So much compassion that this is an opportunity. That reading from Noemi Grace was something we shared with her after a big loss for her and a difficult loss for her. And so that opening that awaits you, we want you to see that uncomfortableness, that discomfort, as an opportunity to ask for our help, and as an opportunity to look beyond where you have been living. And what else is possible for me? What else is there? Because something is beckoning you at the edge of your comfort zone. It is as if there is a beacon of light there shining into the comfort zone to say, here, look over here. The opportunity is here. The fulfillment is here. The growth is here. And we want you to not fear growth, to not fear change, because change is inevitable. And without change, those of you who are suffering will remain suffering. And so change can take you out of the suffering and out of the struggle into something so much greater. And so the comfort zone is there for you to see greater is available. Oh, I am meant for something greater, because you all are meant for something greater than the majority of you are living. That comfort zone, that shell that you are carrying with you like the snail everywhere you go, you are meant for something bigger than that. And you are meant for something related, relational too, that is bigger than that. Greater relational experiences and greater fulfillment personally. That is all there, right at the edge of the comfort zone, just outside. If you're willing to step just outside, it's like putting the toe in the water. It may be a cold water of a cold ocean, but putting your toes in the water, just going outside the edge of the sand and stepping there. And there you will find something new. You will see the sea creatures, you will see the shells, you will see life, and you will see the waves, and you will feel the salt and the water and the coolness on you. There is so much that is just a little bit further from where you are, if you're willing to expand, if you're willing to give yourself that opportunity for every one of you. So yes, Noemi Grace shared about the quantum leaps in her life, and those were really painful for her and challenging for her. But there is, put your toe in the water, step off the edge of the warm sand and put your toe in the water and see what awaits you. See what is here. See the experience that is here. And of course, we speak metaphorically, and we speak in paradigms and pictures, because those give you a sense that is beyond words. And we are actually limited by words, because what we are and who you are is so beyond words. And we want you to start to believe that you are so much more than you know yourself to be. In the comfort zone, in the familiar, is what you think you are, and you are not that. You are so, so, so much more. Allow yourself to experience yourself as a little bit more. Put your toes in the water and see what awaits you. And we are here with you. Every step of the way, always side by side. You don't have to feel alone. Remember to connect with us and connect with your fellow humans and those that uplift you, those that enliven you and enlighten you. Connect with those and those that love you. And there is much love here for you. We love you all. We are complete. Namaste.
They like the comfort zone.
They like the expansion of the comfort zone. And the comfort zone because it offers us the opportunities to expand, yeah.
Yes. So I kind of got some steps out of how do we expand. And they're not crazy big ones. They're, you know, just like my cabbage roll stories and my hula hoops walking around. But really what I got was sources letting us know to ask the question, what else is possible for me? And then there is expansion in the simply considering something. Consider something greater than where you are. That is an expansion in itself because it's an improvement of your thought. It has growth to it, has movement, has creation. So I kind of felt that those two questions are like what Source was like, here, have some steps, have some action steps. Ask, what else is possible for me? And what else could I consider? What can I consider? Consider something else that's greater than me and where I am now. And I like that.
That's wonderful. Thank you for taking that out of there because they were speaking at a good pace today. Towards the end, they started to accelerate because they I guess sensed the time was but you know, sometimes they're speaking so fast and I really am just listening and speaking and not always retaining it all. So I really appreciate that you write down some of the essence of what is helpful for us.
And giantly, that we are not alone. And if you are feeling alone, if you're listening to this and you're like, okay, great. I want to ask this. What else is possible for me? I'm willing to consider something greater, but I'm scared. Well, here we go. You are not alone. You are connected. And just as if you were to put your toe into the water, the rest of your body is still nice and dry and in that comfort zone. So I kind of got that connection there. Like, hey, focus on you're really comfortable. And worst case, you can always get in touch with Noemi to have your own session. I had to slide that in.
Well, thank you. Yes. So if you go to my website, noemigrace.com, that's Noemi, Noemi, Grace, grace.com/access, special offer. And so if you are stuck in your comfort zone or at the edge of your comfort zone or in the discomfort of the comfort zone and not sure what's next, next steps are something that I do channel messages for people quite a bit. So there's a special offer there, and I'd be happy to join you and help you with that. So you can just, you know, fill out the form, and I will certainly reach out to you. However, just so you all know, I will not be available next week and part of the following week because I am going on a spiritual journey to the Andes Mountains.
And to say yes to a trip to Ecuador.
Yes, well, you bleeped out, so I don't know what. I heard Ecuador, and that was it. So, yes, Ecuador.
Actually, I was asking, what made you say yes to expansion and saying yes to a trip to Ecuador in 20 seconds?
Yeah, this is a bucket list item for me. I'm going with friends to take a spiritual journey. That is something I've never done. I have not, and it's like almost 2 weeks off of work. I haven't done that since my honeymoon long, long time ago. And but this is friends that I'm spiritually connected with that we meet, you know, a couple times a month. And it's just the most sacred group, but sweet group and friends that will do anything for you kind of group. And it's just, we're so excited to go and be there and meet some spiritual teachers there, local ones, you know, shamans and medicine people and go to see beautiful places and do some shopping. And so it's going to be pretty wonderful. Oh, and healing waters and all that good stuff. So excited.
Wow.
And so, okay, I said yes.
You said yes. Well, anyway, as we say goodbye, if you have been on a spiritual journey trip and you would like to share with us where you went, we'd love to hear that as well. So we love these kind of comments. So thank you so much, Noemi, for just doing a beautiful job with connecting with the divine for us here on Access to Angels and Grace. It's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
All right, guys.
Thank you for being here with me.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, everybody. Facebook Live, Om Times Magazine, Facebook channel next Wednesday at 12 p.m. noon. Okay, we'll see you there. Bye, everyone. Mm-hmm.